With prices at the pump up nearly a dollar in the past year, there are now lots of Americans offering gas-guzzling cars for sale at bargain prices. But as we hear from CNBC's Phil LeBeau, downsizing to a model that seems more fuel-efficient could cost drivers in the long run.
Marcia Northern is joining the growing ranks of Americans ditching their SUVs.
It just costs me too much to fill up the car, so I need to get rid of it.
After 3 years of driving this Saab, Northern still owes more on it than she'll get selling it.
I'm willing to take a hit to sell the car. Not a huge one, but, you know, I'll sell it for a loss.
In fact, so many people are selling their used SUVs that prices for used models like these have dropped almost 50% in the last year.
Many who used to drive these SUVs sold them to avoid the cost of filling up a gas guzzler. While they may think it's a smart move financially, the math may not add up.
It's been a shock to people what fuel prices have done, and they have reacted in a way that's almost irrational.
SUVs typically lose 30 to 40% of their value after 3 years. But because of a current glut in the market, the average rate of depreciation has nearly doubled. In Marcia Northern's case, the Saab she bought new in 2005 for $28,000 is now worth just $15,000. So even though selling her SUV and buying a new, more fuel-efficient Honda Accord would save Northern $44 a month on gas, it would take 52 years to break even on this trade. Still, she's trying to sell.
Fuel efficiency, it takes top priority. I won't even go on car lots or consider cars that get less than 20 miles per gallon.
Switching gears to save money now, even if it means paying more down the road. Phil LeBeau, CNBC, Chicago.